This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 110. Another decade gone by of Trivia for Kids. My name is Casey.
And mine's Ren.
Thank you for joining us for another decade of trivia. I already said that. 110 weeks. I'm excited to be here today. We've had a great weekend. The weather's been crummy, but now the day is beautiful. And so we are excited to play outside and do some fun stuff. So that'll be great. So if you don't follow us on social media, you definitely should, because just recently we referenced episode 90, which had the category of smelly things. And if you remember, the smelliest fruit on earth is called what, Ren?
Durian.
Durian. And we, as a family, ate durian. You can't shake your head and gag because Ren wouldn't try it. She did not try it. But the rest of our family, we got a durian and we cut it open and we made a video of us eating the durian so you can see it. I literally gagged. I gagged. I thought I was going to throw up. It tasted so bad. It tasted like garlic and onions, and there was nothing sweet or fruity about it. It was gross.
It smelled so bad, I did not even try.
You don't like to try anything ordinarily?
Bad reviews, and it's like banned in like 8 states or something.
Yeah, but you won't even eat like regular food that you think looks or smells bad. You won't try anything. So
I ate your Chinese food last night.
Yeah, and it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The durian, though, it was not good. But we got sent some durian candy. So we're going to try that. We haven't tried it yet because we've all kind of been sick. I've been sick. Quinn was sick. But will you please try the durian candy?
The candy, because I love
it. Of course, because it has the word candy in it. So follow us on social media so you can see if the durian candy tastes better than the durian itself. Because
we will not.
It's worth the watch. And that durian fruit was so gross. So gross. All right. Are you ready for a joke, Miss Ren?
Yeah.
All right.
Joke number one comes from listener Kenzie. Thank you, Kenzie. Why do cats make such good omelets?
Because it has really great whiskers. You know, like you have to whisk an omelet. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. The second joke comes from listener Callie. Thank you, Callie. What did the chicken say when he got new pants? It has pockets. And the last joke comes from listener Lexi.
Thank you, Lexi.
What is the longest word in the dictionary?
Longest.
Smiles. Because there is a mile between both S's. That's kind of a joke and a riddle. Thank you for the jokes, everybody. Are you feeling smart today?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Let's do some trivia.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round number one. The category is pets. Question one. A Flemish giant is the largest breed of what animal? Question two. What is the name of the small domesticated bird species often kept as a pet and known for its singing ability and yellow color? Question 3. A Manx is a breed of cat that has no what? Question 4. Which rodent is known for its long, hairless tail and is often kept as a pet? Question 5. Which small mammal, native to Australia, gets its name for its love of sugary foods, such as sap and nectar, and its ability to glide through the air much like a flying squirrel? Question 6. True or false? You can adopt a pet from a shelter. Question 7. What is the name of the small furry animal that likes to run on a wheel in its cage? And now the round one answers. Question 1. A Flemish giant is the largest breed of what animal?
Lizard?
A rabbit or a bunny? They are usually anywhere from 2.5 to 4 feet long and weigh 15 to 22 pounds. But the heaviest recorded Flemish giant rabbit weighed 50 pounds. That's a huge.
4 feet.
That's a huge. Wow.
As tall as Brooks.
Yeah, it's taller than Brooks. Brooks is not that tall. Crazy. Question 2. What is the name of the small domesticated bird often kept as a pet and known for its singing ability and yellow color?
Parrot.
The answer is a canary.
I don't know what that is.
It's a yellow bird. Question 3. A Manx is a breed of cat that has no what?
Manx.
Nope. Manx. M-A-N-X. It has no tail. A Manx cat is a breed of domestic cat originating on the Isle of Man with a mutation that shortens the tail. Many Manx have a small stub of a tail, but Manx cats are best known for being entirely tailless. So cats are known for their balance because their tail helps keep them balanced. So I wonder if Manx cats are clumsier.
Like me.
Like you. Yeah, that's fair. Question 4. Which rodent is known for its long, hairless tail and is often kept as a pet?
A mouse?
I was going for rat. You could probably have a mouse too. Why
would you rather have a
pet? Why would you keep a rat for a pet? I know they're friendly. I can't get over that tail. It's so
disgusting. It's like ring.
Oh, it's so yucky. And I know that people love rats and they can be pets. So I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, I would have to get over my ew factor in order to have a rat for a pet. I picture them in like the New York City subways and they like run between.
I picture Ratatouille. I don't know why.
Oh, I love Ratatouille. That's one of my favorite movies. Question 5. Which small mammal native to Australia gets its name from its love of sugary foods such as sap and nectar and its ability to glide through the air much like a flying squirrel?
Butterfly.
A sugar glider. Do you know what a sugar glider is?
Butterflies.
Butterfly's not a mammal.
Oh.
Oh, rats. Do you know what a sugar glider is? They're kind of like tiny squirrels and they're gray and they have black stripes and they have like web. Like their arms have web so they could glide through the air.
I thought bats were the only mammal that could fly.
Well, these can't fly. They can glide. So if they jump from tree to tree, they glide with their little flap skin under their arms. Question 6, true or false? You can adopt a pet from a shelter.
True.
It is definitely true. Oh, this is sad, but I wanted to give you this fact. On average, 1.5 million shelter animals are euthanized or killed every year in the United States. Shelters around the country euthanize an estimated 670,000 dogs and 860,000 cats each year. 45% of all cats who enter shelters are eventually euthanized. I know, but I wanted to tell you this fact because if you need a pet, if you're looking for a pet, go to a shelter because there are lots of pets that need homes. But the shelters, they can't keep the pets forever. And so they kind of don't have a choice but to kill them if nobody wants them. So Adopt a pet. Adopt, don't shop.
Bring
I know.
Pet.
Ren would go there today and take the whole place full of pets, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Question 7. What is the name of the small furry animal that likes to run on a wheel in its cage?
Hamster or gerbil.
Yeah, I'd give you hamster or gerbil. I don't know if gerbils run on a wheel. Maybe. I was thinking of hamster, but I think a lot of those little rodents, mice might even run on the wheel, but I was going for hamster. Good job. Still not getting a pet. Sorry.
Really?
You have a fish.
So I'm not getting one for my birth.
Round number 2. The category is geography. Question 1. True or false? There are houses in the world that are located in 2 countries. Question 2. What is the longest river in the world? The Nile, the Mississippi, or the Amazon? Question 3. The country of Greenland is the largest what in the world? Question 4. What is the capital city of the United States of America? Question 5. Which ocean is located between Africa and Australia? Question 6. What is the largest country in the world by land area? Question 7. What is the name of the largest dry desert in the world? Round 2 answers. Question 1. True or false? There are houses in the world that are located in 2 countries.
True?
It's true. There is a house situated at the Netherlands-Belgium border that is part of both countries. It has 2 addresses and even 2 doorbells. There are numerous houses in the same region, which are on both sides, but they are part of the country that the front door is in. There's also a house in North America that is partly in Vermont and partly in Quebec, Canada. And I'm sure there are more of these, but these are just a couple extreme ones. But
that's actually what I was thinking of. Like, what happens if one house is on the border of each country?
It says wherever the front door is, that's the country of residence of the house. But this first one, the Netherlands Belgium one, said that there was 2 front doors and 2. So it's really split in both countries. You're like, oh, I'm going to be from the Netherlands today. Doo, doo, doo. Oh, I'm going to be from Belgium today. Doo, doo, doo. Crazy. Question 2. What is the longest river in the world? The Nile, the Amazon, or the Mississippi?
The Nile?
It is the Nile. The Nile is the longest river. Question 3. The country of Greenland is the largest what in the world?
Country?
It's the largest island. Pretty cool.
So apparently this answer, though, is a little controversial because Australia is 4 times larger than Greenland. And Australia is an island, too. So why isn't the answer Australia? So if you guys said Australia, I'm going to give it to you. But it's widely understood that the largest island is Greenland. And I looked up why, because if Australia is 4 times bigger, then Australia should be the answer. And the reasoning, I hope you understand it more than I do, because it's a little over my head. But it says the main reason is all about the continental shelf and not the coastline. Greenland is connected to North America to the continental shelf, while Australia has its own shelf. So because of that continental shelf, Greenland is bigger than Australia, even though Australia is technically four times bigger than Greenland. I don't know. Greenland is the answer. I will also give you Australia. There you have it.
Question four. What is the capital city of the United States of America? Where does the president live?
Washington.
Washington, D.C. You needed a hint for that one?
Don't be mad at me.
Girl. Question five. Which ocean is located between Africa and Australia?
Pacific?
The Indian Ocean. Yeah, the Indian. Question six. What is the largest country in the world by land area?
Russia?
It is Russia. Question seven. What is the name of the largest dry desert in the world?
I did a biome on this in science.
What is it?
Sahara Desert.
It is the Sahara. Very good. I remember your biome. It had little like pop-up animals and stuff. Good job. Round number three. The category is answers with a color. The answer isn't necessarily a color, but it has a color in the answer. Question one. What is the mascot of the Toronto Major League Baseball team? Question two. What is the name of the storybook character who meets a wolf on the way to visit their grandmother? Question three. What is the name of the villain in Spidey and His Amazing Friends that wears purple armor and a purple helmet? Question four. What is the name of the road that Dorothy and her friends travel on to get to the wizard? Question five. What is the name of the classic novel about a young boy that is shipwrecked on a deserted island with a wild horse? Question six. What delicious dessert item can be made simply by using flour, oil, sugar, eggs, and cocoa powder? Question seven. What is another name for the gemstone pyrite? Round number three, answers. So all of the answers have a color in them. They're not a specific color, but the answer contains a color. Question one. What is the mascot of the Toronto Major League Baseball team?
Blue Dolphin.
They're the Blue Jays, the Toronto Blue Jays.
I was actually thinking that, but said Dolphin.
Well, question two, what is the name of the storybook character who meets a wolf on the way to visit their grandma?
First, I was about to say the Three Little Pigs, but I was like, that's not has a color in it. So is it the Little Red Riding Hood?
Little Red Riding Hood visits her grandma and meets a wolf. And then the wolf eats him. Bad news. But she lives. It's okay. It's a good story in the end. Question three. What is the name of the villain in Spidey and His Amazing Friends that wears purple armor and a purple helmet?
I was going to say Gobby, but...
What's Gobby's real name?
Green Goblin.
Green Goblin is the answer. Question four. What is the name of the road that Dorothy and her friends travel on to get to the wizard? Yellow Brick Road is the answer. I figured you'd say follow the Yellow Brick Road, but you sang the Elton John song instead. follow the yellow brick road. We harmonized. Nice job. Question 5. What is the name of the classic novel about a young boy that is shipwrecked on a deserted island with a wild horse? It is called The Black Stallion.
Oh, we were talking about that yesterday, but I didn't know that it got shipwrecked with a horse.
The Black Stallion. Classic. Classic story. Question 6. What delicious dessert can be made simply by using flour, oil, sugar, eggs, and cocoa powder? Brownies.
The easiest one is definitely Rice Krispies.
That doesn't have a color in them.
I mean, I was just saying the easiest baking.
The easiest thing to bake is Rice Krispie treats? Yeah, that's about 3 or 4 ingredients. They're pretty easy.
2, actually.
Rice Krispies and marshmallows? Well, you have to have butter or margarine so that the marshmallows don't stick to the pan. And I like to add vanilla to my Rice Krispies, so that's 4 for me, but 3 minimum.
So why yours are so good?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the compliment. Question 7. What is another name for the gemstone pyrite?
The blue diamond.
Fool's gold. This was a tough round for you.
No kidding.
It was a tough one. Yeah. Round number 4. The category is sports. Question 1. What sport includes races called downhill, super G, and giant slalom? Question 2. What event in women's gymnastics must a gymnast perform a routine on an apparatus that is only 4 inches wide? Question 3. What type of off-road motorcycle racing involves racing on enclosed dirt track circuits? Question 4. Terms like ball change, plié, body roll, and freestyle are used in what musical sport? Question 5. If you get a 7-10 split, what sport are you playing? Question 6. In what sport do players try to score points by pinning their opponent's shoulders to the ground? Question 7. What sport involves running, jumping, and throwing various objects? Round number 4 answers. Question 1. What sport includes races called downhill, super G, and giant slalom?
Biking?
The answer is skiing. The speed events are the downhill and super G. The technical events are the giant slalom and regular slalom. The speed races have skiers bomb down the hill on one run as fast as they can. And the technical events are more like rhythmical, like swish, 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 down the mountain from one side of the slope to the other as the skiers navigate carefully positioned gates, they're called. So they're like sticks. So
I remember trying to ski down the big hill. It was like my first time and I was crying.
I could not imagine flying down a ski slope as fast as I possibly could. I'm a very safe skier. I like to go nice and slow and take it easy. So yikes. Question 2. What event in women's gymnastics must a gymnast perform a routine on an apparatus that is only 4 inches wide?
Balance beam.
Balance beam. So think about 4 inches. That is so tiny. And they do like
like cartwheels and
backflips and back handsprings. And I mean, I could barely walk across a balance beam without, whoa, let alone doing like backflips and stuff.
At least they don't have to do that on a tightrope.
Well, that's true, but this is hard enough. Question 3, what type of off-road motorcycle racing involves racing on enclosed dirt track circuits?
Like the Moto X cross or something.
Motocross. Yeah, motocross is the answer. Good job.
Thank you, Kick Batowski.
Question 4. Terms like ball change, plie, body roll, and freestyle are used in what musical sport?
When you said freestyle, I was like, oh, that's definitely something you use. Then you said musical.
Our word.
Dance?
Yes, dance. Exactly. Dance is definitely a sport. You gotta work hard in dance.
Same with gymnastics.
Question 5. If you get a 7-10 split, what sport are you playing?
Gymnastics.
The answer is bowling.
I was gonna say, like, you do the splits, but, like, it's like a 7 out of 10 split.
Oh, I see. Nope. A 7-10 split is when all the pins get knocked down except the 7 and the 10, who are at the opposite ends of the back of the triangle.
It happened to me, and I was like, there's no...
That's the hardest... That's the hardest one to get a spare on is the 7-10 split. So
I remember seeing this guy on YouTube and somehow he like perfectly made it so it goes around enough and it just hit that one and hit the other.
So I think I think the best way to get it is you like somehow get the ball to hit one of them and then you make the pin go and slide to the other one. Like you have to figure out how to get the pin to knock the other one down. I don't know. I'm a terrible bowler.
Same.
Question 6. In what sport do players try to score points by pinning their opponent's shoulders to the ground?
Wrestling?
Yes, wrestling. Brooks was in wrestling for the first time this year. I had never been to a wrestling match, and it is an aggressive sport. I liked it, but...
My brother doesn't really know how to play wrestling, so I, for one, wanted to go down there, put the other kid on his back, and tell Brooks, just stay on him and put his shoulders.
Right. Yes. Brooks, it was a learning experience. I wanted Ren to wrestle, but she wouldn't, because they have girls wrestling now. She said no. I think you'd be a great wrestler.
I think I would, but...
Mm-mm. Not your deal? All right. Question 7. What sport involves running, jumping, and throwing various objects?
What's it called? I'm seeing this, like, where they go on track and jump over the...
What did you say? What word did you say?
See?
No.
Track?
Track! Track and field is what it's called. Did you know that? Haven't you heard somebody say, are you going out for track? Yeah. Like a track meet?
Yeah.
And you do the field events? Yeah. Round number 5. The category is rhyme time. The answer is 2 words that rhyme and are synonyms for the clues. Here's an example. If the question is large excavation, the answer is big dig. Question 1. Chunky feline. Question 2. Insect carpet. Question 3. Quick explosion. Question 4. Bottomless snooze. Question 5. Sneaker paste. Question 6. Pig stump. Question 7. Automobile asteroid. Answers to round number 5. Question 1. Chunky feline.
Fat. Isn't a feline a cat?
Yep.
Kitten?
Fat cat. There you go. Question two. Insect carpet.
Bug rug.
Bug rug. Good job. Question three. Quick explosion.
Fast blast.
Fast blast. Doing great. Question four. Bottomless snooze. Deep sleep.
Oh.
That was kind of a hard one. Question five. Sneaker paste.
Sandal or shoe? No, glue. Shoe
glue. Yes. Question six. Pig stump.
Hog stump.
Hog log.
No!
Question seven. Automobile asteroid.
Car meteorite.
Car star. Did you like that round? That was totally different. You liked it? We'll have to do one like that again.
And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are.
Question one. What sport includes races called downhill, super G, and slalom?
Skiing.
Question two. A Flemish giant is the largest breed of what animal?
Bunny or rabbit?
Question three. What is the name of the classic novel about a young boy that is shipwrecked on a deserted island with a wild horse?
Black Stallion.
Question four. Which ocean is located between Africa and Australia?
The Indian Ocean.
Question five. The country of Greenland is the largest what in the world?
Island.
Question six. What sport involves running, jumping, and throwing various objects?
Track and field.
Question seven. What is another name for the gemstone pyrite?
Fool's gold.
And that's it. Here come your shout outs. Bunnies comes from listener Harper. Bird songs comes from Jack. Shelter animals and adopting comes from Ella, Luke, and Harper. Bizarre Borders comes from Jacob. Bowling comes from Flynn. Gymnastics comes from Olivia and Shay. Dance comes from Emma. Motocross comes from Emily. Skiing comes from Charlie. Answers with a color in them comes from Bradley. I like that one a lot, Bradley. Thank you. So many birthdays. We've got birthdays galore this week. I'm going to try to rhyme all that I can. Happy birthday to Flynn, who turns 9. Flynn's got a birthday. Hip, hip, hooray. Happy birthday, Flynn. Hope you have some dinner. All right. Our next birthday shout out goes to listener Luke, who turns 8, and he is from the state of Georgia. Happy birthday, Luke.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Luke. Please don't puke. It's your birthday. Hip, hip, hooray. Woo! All right, next birthday goes to listener Harper.
Happy birthday, Harper.
She turns 7. Happy birthday to Harper. May your pencils be sharper. Happy birthday, Harper. You are awesome. I couldn't think of anything else that rhymed with Harper. All right. Next birthday goes to listener Charlie. Charlie turns 7 as well. Happy birthday, Charlie. Happy birthday, Charlie. May your hair be snarly. I hope you have a comb. If you don't, use some conditioner in the shower. Oh, man.
Our next birthday shout out goes to listener Malia. She is turning 9 years old. Happy birthday, Malia. I hear you like cheerleading and trivia. Good choices. Happy birthday, Malia. You are turning 9. I hope I get to see ya. Everything will be fine. Malia, happy birthday to you, 9.
And we have a belated birthday shout out to listener Roman, who turns 8. Happy birthday, Roman. Hope you had a great day. Happy birthday, Roman. You turned 8. Hope you had a good day. You are so great. Woo!
And our last birthday, thank goodness, goes to listener Finn, who turns 8.
Happy birthday, Finn.
I know Finn is from Florida. Happy birthday, Finn. Do you like... Oh, that rhymes with Flynn. I have to come up with new words for a rhyming name. Oh, dear. Happy birthday to Finn. May your bowling knock down all the pins. Happy birthday, Finn. You are awesome too, Finn. That was so many, I ran out of songs. And your conversation starter. What is your favorite article of clothing to wear? Mine is easy. Sweatpants all the way.
Shirt.
T-shirt. Regular t-shirt.
Shirts.
Yeah. Those are good ones. All right. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.